This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yeah, there's a deal, but it is still going to be a hot minute before the government gets back up to speed, before checks for back pay get to federal workers, and before the cities and the towns and the millions of people affected by the events of the past 35 days can really assess the damage. One thing is already pretty clear, though. For cities and communities that have looked to the federal government as a dependable partner, there's going to be some serious relationship rethinking going on. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
For Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, news of the shutdown deal comes just in time. Atlanta is set to host the Super Bowl next weekend, and Lance Bottoms has been scrambling, trying to make sure there would be enough TSA workers at the Atlanta airport after the big game.
And it's nothing that can ruin an experience more than having a bad experience when you're trying to get back home and trying to get through an airport.
I met Lance Bottoms earlier this week at the winter meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors here in D.C.
We've never had to think about how do we fill the gap for federal workers at our airport. These are things that we will now have to think about in a very real way.
John Giles is the mayor of Mesa, Arizona. He says when the federal government doesn't come through,
we are the stopgap and the safety net in our community.
For instance, Mesa runs the local utility company, and because federal workers have had trouble paying their bills, the utility has brought in less revenue to help pay for city services.
We have reserves, unlike the federal government, local government. You know, we don't print our own money, and so we have rainy day funds, and we have planned for catastrophes, man-made and otherwise.
I heard that a lot from mayors, comparisons between the shutdown and a natural disaster. And like a hurricane or a tornado, it's been tough to calculate the cost.
In general, we think it's going to be negative for state and local government budgets, and then it's a question of how negative it will be.
Kim Rubin is a senior fellow with the Urban Institute. She says federal workers will eventually be paid. That will cover delayed state and local income taxes. But some revenue, it's just gone, like income and payroll taxes for government contractors who won't get back pay. And on top of that, says Rubin,
we're probably going to see sales tax revenues go down because people are not buying things right now. And then they're also probably going to be more reluctant to buy things after this is over.
But the real lasting effect of the shutdown, especially for local communities, says Rubin, will be in how they see their relationship to the federal government.
What I hear from state and local officials is often not that the economy is affecting what their budgeting and forecasting is. It's the uncertainty about what the federal government is or is not doing.
That's certainly been a takeaway for Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
This is a very big reminder of how we have to be able to see about ourselves.
She says preparations for shutdowns will now become part of the city's resiliency plans. And Atlanta won't be the only one.
For many of us, the federal government was, you know, kind of like the bank of dad.
That's Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles again.
You know, we always knew that if times got tough, there's an ultimate parent, you know, that has resources. And I think we've all learned that we got to have a plan B and a plan C in place.
Because given the state of affairs here in D.C., mayors are going to need them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.